Hundreds of North Bay residents packed into a Santa Rosa church on Saturday for a workshop hosted by the state to answer fire victims' questions about insurance claims. So far, residents hit by the fires in Napa and Sonoma have claimed $9 billion in losses from the blazes. Fire victims have a right to renew their insurance policies when they expire, but State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones says this new normal of fires around the state and around the year could make insurers more selective about where they offer coverage.
Insurance companies are increasingly on a home-by-home basis using very sophisticated risk models to decide how much risk there is, and in some cases they decide there's too much risk.
Policy rates are unlikely to rise significantly. Insurance companies have healthy reserves, and the insurance commissioner can block proposed rate hikes. But Jones says he doesn't have the same control over who is covered.
Until the legislature passes a law requiring them to write insurance for everybody, they have the right, under the California statutes, to decide where they're going to write and how much.
California does offer a last resort fire insurance policy, but it's more expensive and covers less than most homeowners insurance. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
I'm KRCB News Director Steve Mencher. In this next story, the California Report digs into climate change, an issue Governor Jerry Brown and others have connected to the season's fires. The issue arises because 2017 is now the deadliest and most destructive fire season in the history of California. KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis is pursuing that story from Los Angeles.
Is climate change to blame for these fires? I asked several climate scientists and got a bunch of very careful answers. Here's Daniel Swain from UCLA.
It's usually a confluence of factors that are important, and in a lot of cases, global warming definitely plays a role.
Okay, so the three main factors that led to the wildfires are high winds, a lack of rain, and dry brush. First up, high winds, aka the Santa Anas. This year, it's their strength, length, and low humidity that's surprising. And we can blame a strong, cold, high-pressure system hanging out east of the Rockies. So, is climate change going to make the Santa Anas worse in the future? Here's Daniel Swain again.
We don't necessarily know what's going to happen with Santa Ana winds themselves in the future, whether those winds will become more intense or less intense or more frequent or less frequent.
But experts say that there's a good chance that the winds will get even drier as the Earth warms, and drier winds could mean greater fire danger. The next factor, dry conditions. This past winter was really wet compared to the recent years of drought we've had, but we've hardly seen any rain since the spring. Often, we can blame that dryness on high-pressure ridges hanging out off the coast of California, blocking storm systems. Those storm-blocking ridges can come about when the western tropical Pacific warms. Although, you guessed it, it's unclear whether that warming's related to climate change.
I would say that the jury is still out in terms of the global warming role in California precipitation.
That's Park Williams, who studies drought at Columbia University. Finally, there's the dry vegetation. After that deluge of rain earlier in the year, grasses sprouted all over the hills of California. Here's Swain.
It was nearly 95 degrees the week of Thanksgiving in Los Angeles, for example, and the summer was really hot too, and all of this acted to really dry out vegetation.
That's a lot of fuel. So, is climate change to blame for the fires? Well, none of the scientists I spoke with would say that explicitly. But the general consensus is that climate change is supposed to bring more weather extremes, longer periods of dry, punctuated by heavy rain, which could at least mean more vegetation that gets dried out and is ready to burn again. For the California Report, I'm Jacob Margolis in Los Angeles.